I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. In North Korea, Kim Jong-un began a third term as president of the State Affairs Commission on Monday. His continued rule signals no near-term improvement in religious freedom. Brandon Neal with Guidelines International, a partner of Transworld Radio, explains.
You cannot openly share the gospel in this country. You have to really toe the party line or you can get in so much trouble.
Gospel radio broadcasts used to be the way to get the hope of Christ across closed borders, but
there's actually been an 80% decrease in the number of hours of outside broadcasts reaching North Korea.
It requires trusting God's guidance. The ministry sees this as a way to act, partnering with TWR.
We're hoping that we can help to fill that void and that even more people will encounter Jesus in their heart language.
So pray that the darkness of persecution won't diminish North Korean faith.
Pray for all those people in North Korea who don't yet know Jesus.
And Iran remains at the center of a dangerous global crisis. In week four of the conflict, Iran is engaging proxies in the Middle East and trying to create an energy war by restricting access to the Strait of Hormuz. Heart for Iran's Edwin Abnu says.
They don't have the weaponry and the strength to withstand the American and Israeli attacks at all. They want to create enough chaos and confusion in the region to bring everybody into this mess. Maybe everybody else in the region stand up and say, we have had enough of this.
The conflict is hurting ministries too. Heart for Iran lost signal for 3 days, but thankfully the Lord provided a solution. Pray that Iranians will encounter Jesus through Heart for Iran's programs. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.